Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Remember that dire warning recently from the UN panel on climate change, that countries need to take unprecedented action within about a decade to control the worst effects of climate change, including swaths of uninhabitable land? Okay, well, how about planting trees? Lots of them, over a trillion. Researchers out of Switzerland say that over the course of time, these extra trees would capture more than 800 billion tons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Thomas Crowther is co-author of the study. He's a climate change ecologist at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. Professor Crowther, Tom, take us back to, what, fourth grade? Why do trees take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, and what is the problem with too much in it?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. So I guess, you know, humans have been burning fossil fuels, which has released a lot of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which is causing the greenhouse gas effect, and it's warming our planet. But the nice thing is trees, as we know, photosynthesize, and that means they capture carbon from the atmosphere and suck it down into their trunks and in the roots, and then they even pump it into the soil. So we've always known that they have the potential to be our allies in this battle.
Well, it's interesting because humans have been trying to replicate what trees do with carbon capture, with technology that can suck carbon out of the atmosphere and then store it into the ground. But as you're saying, trees already do it.
That's exactly right. Trees are doing it fantastically. Now, I'm not trying to discourage all of the brilliant technological advances, but we've already got a huge amount of space available for trees. And if we can restore trees on those lands, 0.9 billion hectares is available for us to restore trees. And if we restored them and they grew to full mature forests, they would capture a major chunk of that excess carbon that's in the atmosphere and really help us in that fight against climate change.
Okay, so two things there. First of all, you indicated don't stop with the technology, and you also say don't stop with emissions, that planting the trees really doesn't work unless we really also, on the other side, cut emissions.
That is such an important point. We have to cut emissions. But at the moment, we've still got loads and loads of carbon that's already accumulated in the atmosphere. And so trees could be a really powerful one to capture that existing carbon in combination with those cuts to emissions.
Okay, talk about where you think those trees could go.
So it's amazing. We thought it would be focused in certain parts of the world. But what's amazing is these degraded ecosystems, these places where trees should naturally be, are distributed all over the world. So every country can really play its part. Now, I would stress that the best countries are often in the tropics, because those are places that trees grow really quickly and they suck up the most carbon. But really, we can all play a part in this, whether it's governments or just us.
Well, you've said that Russia, the United States, Canada, Australia, Brazil, China have the most room. But speaking of room, people have questioned, well, what about what that land can also be used for, which is growing food or places for people to live?
That is another really important consideration. So, of course, we have to have land, first urban land for humans to live, and second agricultural land to support our growing population. And that's why we made sure that we focused on areas that we are not using. We excluded those urban and agricultural areas.
So how do you see this happening? I mean, what kind of response have you had from governments? This costs money. You got to find saplings somewhere, I would imagine. I mean, how does it work?
That's a good point. The nice thing about this as a solution is it's really low tech. It doesn't need a politician to make a decision, and it doesn't need a scientist to come up with some new invention. All it needs is all of us getting involved. And genuinely, since we've released this information, there has been a mass wave of people starting planting trees all over the place and also donating loads of money to the thousands of restoration projects that are already doing a great job in restoring trees around the world.
Well, that's good to hear, because, as you know, there's also been some gentle mocking, you know, on social media. Yeah, right, plant a tree, that'll change everything. You know, but you say what?
I find it enjoyable and hilarious. I mean, of course, we've always known this. It's like the hippie solution, plant a tree, save the world. But the amazing thing is now we've got the science to back it up. It really is this unbelievably powerful tool.
I am looking at some of the social media comments. Finally, I guess there was a reaction to people planting trees in a town in Canada. People were against the trees for some reason. And somebody writes, finally, somebody willing to stand up against big canopy.
So as with every story, there's always, you know, the bigger the story, the bigger the naysayers. And so, of course, there's going to be people who like other solutions. And that's great. That's the part of it. We want every climate change solution. We want to encourage everyone to do whatever they want. And all we're saying is that for any of those people who are interested in having that tangible impact, there's something that all of us can get involved with. And it's a really nice, simple way to get connected to nature as well.
Thomas Crowther is co-author of the study that concluded that planting trees enough to cover, well, the size of the United States, over a trillion of them, could be the best, most efficient, and cheapest way to really fight climate change. Thomas, again, we'll try to link to some of these organizations that are doing just what you say. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you very much.